When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, good morning. Welcome in. Happy Friday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and unsportsmanlike conduct co-host Josh Odson with you here on
That's
Friday.
Me. They called in a ringer today.
This afternoon, Josh will be talking about sports. Well, Josh will be talking about sports and various other things for the next 8 hours on your radio.
That's right. It's
you're going to do after hours tonight, too?
No.
I think you should.
No, you know.
What's your excuse?
Because my name is Josh, I feel obligated to do marathons. So I will be
nice.
In this room for the next 8 hours.
Good one. We say good morning to the Berkshire Hathaway shareholders.
Hello, rich people.
Definitely listening to us do sports talk today. Here's a great summation of our show from Jeff on the text line.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Love Happer Show. Mostly nonsense. 2014 Royals. Josh will bring up Iowa Western when nobody cares. And random Mike. That's the show. So I don't know how. I couldn't sell it better myself, to be honest with you.
No notes.
I think that's a very good summation of our show. So if you're into Random Mike, the 2014 Royals, or
prominent
little,
junior colleges,
little tiny tidbits of Iowa Western football.
Their spring game is today, by the way, at Lewis Central High School.
There it is.
5:30 kick.
We're the place for you. We are the place for you. Good morning here on a Friday. Many things to get to today. A big weekend in baseball for our local teams. We'll talk a little bit about the basketball last night. I have some, we're getting close. It's very soon, Josh, maybe within the next week or so, we will hear about kickoff times for the first couple weeks of the season.
Oh, that makes me happy.
And the Big Ten will announce a handful of Friday football games.
Friday night's a great night for football.
We'll take some stabs at some a little bit later on in the show today. Plenty more. Brian Munson will join us in a few minutes. We'll recap the recruiting weekend from last weekend. Look ahead to the summer with him. Brian Christopherson at 11:30. And our good friend Stephen M. Sipple of HuskerOnline.com. He will join us at 12:30. That's the lineup powered by the Rooferies. John Higgins Weather Guard. Want to hear from you guys. 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees of Source hotline. You can email Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Tweet at Happer Show at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. And we say, of course, good morning to our YouTube streaming audience, youtube.com/1620thezoneTV. Or more conveniently located on our website, head over to 1620thezone.com. Like I said, a big weekend for baseball around here. We'll jump into Pat Bev Corner. He did a couple things last night. Mike Riley is back. Mm-hmm. College baseball bracketology, a revenue-sharing model potentially emerges. Another Husker in the portal. Josh, say it. I thought the portal was closed. The portal
Connor.
Was closed. The portal is closed and was closed. But remember, there are very, 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 I mean very, loose rules on how you enter the portal. Now, they do say that, you know, midnight on, or it'd be 10:59 Central Time on April 30th is the deadline from when you have to enter the portal. But it's not the deadline. I just want to tell people this right off the bat. It is not the deadline in which you have to, like, formally enter the portal.
Right.
So I was reading something about this the other day. Apparently, as long as you as long as you just indicate really in any way, shape, or form, it's kind of like a fair catch. As long as you just indicate that you intend to enter the portal to somebody, even like a text will suffice, a text to compliance, a text to a coaching staff member or something like that, before 10:59, back on what, Wednesday? Tuesday night, then you can continue the process and officially, formally fill out the paperwork and do all the things that you needed to do and actually go into the portal after that time period, which I love it. I mean, what a weird sport that we have, Josh. What a weird sport. And so you saw a guy, Roquan Buckley, go into the portal yesterday, and you thought, hey, I thought the portal was closed. What the hell is going on here? Well, it is closed. But he probably just sent a little texty text at 10:58 on Tuesday night. He was like, hey, I'm thinking about going into the portal. Say no more, fam. You literally don't have to. So that's the details on that one. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show as well. I have one thing to say about the NBA last time before we get rolling here.
Please, speak on it.
Jalen Brunson is America's point guard. Bing bong, Josh.
Bing bong!
How could you not love what the Knicks are doing right now? I am having so much fun. Well, I am in on this Knicks thing. I hope all of America is bing bonging all the way until June.
So right now, they're fun to watch, and it's good for the league.
It absolutely is.
And the Sixers are so stupid.
It doubles the fun.
It does.
It doubles the fun.
What was the last 20 seconds of
that
game?
I have no idea what their final possession was
easy
to do.
Unable to foul.
Yeah. Really funny. Really funny
stuff. So the one guy who does foul is Joel Embiid, and he ends up fouling out.
It's funny because we talk about stars in the NBA so often, and stars will obviously get you to a certain point. It'll get you to this point. In the playoffs, though, it is becoming more and more about now you have to have a certain level of stardom, a certain level of talent, obviously. But like it becomes more and more about like who kind of knows what they're doing and where they're going, and I don't know, dare I say, like culture and I don't know, people who have played together for a long time, and like that stuff matters absolutely in the playoffs. Like the Knicks were just the more competent basketball team basically throughout the series, even though the 76ers have one of the best players in the league, if not the best player in the league, in Joel Embiid. I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't either.
I certainly wouldn't, but some people would. And he was really good for stretches, but outside of that, they have no idea what they're doing. It's hilarious to watch.
I want to blame him for everything, but also at the same time, I feel like I can blame him for nothing.
Nah, it ain't on him.
He had no help.
So Jalen Brunson is America's point guard.
Yeah.
He drops 41. They beat the Sixers in game 6. He's scored at least 37 in 4 consecutive playoff games. He's
37 in 4 straight games.
That's right. He's the first person to do that since Michael Jordan in 1993.
GOAT debate.
He is like the perfect New York guy. The perfect New York point guard. He is undersized. Yep. Nobody thinks, like, you know, you look at him and you're just like, what? But he is tough, and he is a stone-cold assassin. Murderer. Killer.
Every other fan base in the league is going to go, that's your point guard? That guy sucks. Yeah. And Knicks fans are going to go, no, he doesn't.
Are you kidding
He's
me?
Our guy.
You've put every ounce of resources into this guy. Uh-huh, like you signed. Uh-huh. I heard Charles Barkley say last night, like, this is one of the best contract signings of all time. I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's actually the case, but he is, I mean, not single-handedly, but he changes the entire look of that franchise. Mm-hmm. And for right now, like Josh said, they're super fun, and it's a great story. It's a great story. It's Jalen Brunson versus the world right now.
Villanova All-Stars.
I kind of like Jalen Brunson. Did you hear the guy in the press conference last night who was like, because it was, you know, him, Hart, and DiVincenzo sitting up there.
White Dante.
Because this is in Philly. And the reporter in the front row goes, Villanova, stand up. And then Brunson's like, say it again. Villanova. And the guy goes, Villanova, stand up. Villanova, or whatever it was. It was just like a hype tape for Villanova and Jay Wright. Look it up. It's so funny. It's really funny. I'm like, I don't know what goes on in these NBA press conferences, but I want to be at one just so I could feel the most awkward I've ever felt since I've watched that episode of The Office called Scott's Tots. That's what I want to feel like walking into that. The guy just goes, Villanova, stand up. Pretty funny. Anyway, congratulations to the Sixers who got nothing out of their whole entire process, which is amazing. And Jalen Brunson, who, like I said, he's America's point guard. He's the perfect New York guy. And they are moving on to the next round to play the Pacers? That's right. It's all happening.
The Knicks are going to score 140 points every night against the Pacers.
It appears that way. Yes. We have Mavs-Clippers game 6 tonight. Mm-hmm. Mavs with a chance to cancel the Clippers. Once again, the NBA providing comedy every single night in the postseason.
This didn't get talked about at all, but the Mavs beat the Clippers in L.A. last time out by 20, 30, 40?
100. Could have been any of those. Yeah. Paul George is out there making excuses already. Yeah. This is the perfect way. Kawhi's obviously hurt, you know.
Well, it's a day that ends in Y, Connor.
It sure is. So those series will be finishing up. If they go to Game 7s, will be on Sunday. Magic Cavs, which nobody has talked about, nobody cares about, and Mavs Clippers, those we could potentially get Game 7s on Sunday. But we'll also get a Game 1 on Saturday.
That's right.
Timberwolves and Nuggets. Midwest, stand up.
It's actually a very interesting series to me.
Omaha TV Market, stand up. Bally Sports Midwest / Altitude TV, stand up.
Blackout restrictions, stand down.
Exactly.
Hopefully. I don't know.
I don't know. Didn't they black us out from one of those playoff games already?
The Thunder were blacked out a couple days ago.
Yeah. This game will be on TNT, so I hope that we're not blacked out from it. Anyway. Yeah,
I think NBA TV is done after the first round.
Off and running on a Friday. I want to hear from you guys today on the show. We'll jump into plenty of other things. Munson will join us at the top of the hour. And it is, of course, the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But a reminder that the Field of Green sweepstakes is here, and it has your chance to win $5,000 for all of your home improvement needs. That's right, Josh, $5,000. So head over to our website. Another reason to head over to our website right now, 1620thezone.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.